GM's plant in Janesville, Wisconsin, which makes SUVs, was originally scheduled to be closed in 2010, but the factory doors will now close just before Christmas. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bolt reports.
Hey, everybody.
Chris Aldrich has worked at GM Janesville for 22 years. When he's not on the assembly line, he helps coach a kid's soccer team.
Playing hard. High fives.
There's plenty of rough and tumble. Aldrich checks on a youngster thumped by a fast-flying ball.
Goalkeeper okay, coach?
Aldrich and his 1,200 co-workers have taken quite a knock themselves. With SUV sales down 33% this year, GM officials say they're idling the Janesville plant effective December 23rd.
I can't say it came as a complete shock. The market was down. It's still a kick in the gut. It makes you look at reality and what kind of choices you're going to have to make. I don't think we're ever going to come back to bigger vehicles.
I'm near the rail line that goes straight into GM Janesville. There's a train bringing parts such as engines and chassis that are needed to make vehicles like the Chevrolet Suburban and the GMC Yukon. Some sections of this factory look new, other parts as old as when the plant first opened back in 1919. You can really sense the history from it.
If the plant does in fact go vacant at some point in the future, the impact on taxes is somewhat uncertain.
Doug Venable is Janesville's economic development planner. The GM plant's currently valued at $40 million, which brings in $850,000 in property taxes each year. But that's going to change.
In a worst-case scenario, let's just assume that the value decreased by 50% to $20 million. That would have an impact, obviously, on the total tax rate here for property taxpayers in the city of Janesville. All things being equal, if you have $20 million less value in your community, then every taxpayer has to pay a slightly higher tax rate to generate the same amount of tax revenue.
There are bright spots, though. Janesville has other manufacturing opportunities and skill retraining programs for GM workers. And Congress has authorized a $25 billion loan package to help GM and other car makers retool old factories to make smaller, more fuel-efficient cars. A coalition of state and union leaders from Wisconsin have made the case of GM that with some tweaking, its Janesville plant could build such a line. But Governor Jim Doyle says he's not getting anyone's hopes up given the company's woes.
GM stock goes down to, what, $5? You could buy a gallon of gas for the same price as a share of GM. I am encouraged somewhat that they've been pretty clear that the shutdown is for this line, but our future, if there's going to be any future for GM in Janesville, really depends on the American automobile industry being able to bounce back and to have products that people want to buy.
Governor Doyle says he hopes to hear from GM leaders soon on the proposal, and he praises the coalition's teamwork.
Good job, guys. I'm proud of you.
Back at the soccer field, Chris Aldrich congratulates his own team. He says it's good therapy given the gloom over the December shutdown.
The soccer coaching has really been an anchor for me. It gives me something to keep me going. You have to realize that after a couple of weeks of being depressed that you have to move on. Life goes on. You have kids to take care of. There's things to do.
Aldrich says Janesville itself, having weathered nearly 90 years of GM cutbacks and layoffs, not to mention the Great Depression and a world war, will also go on somehow. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.
Should the government put billions into saving America's auto industry? Three experts debate the topic today at npr.org, and you can put in your 2 cents, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.